You're listening to MMA Rated Radio, brought to you as always by Crooked Jaw. For more, check them out at crookedjaw.net. Ariel Helwani being joined today by a man who's been all over the news as of late, middleweight fighter Travis Luter. How's everything, Travis?
Doing good, man. Doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. You think back to the last 2 weeks. Have you ever in your fight career experienced a time quite like this?
Probably not. You know, this is a new one.
When you went into that fight, and for those who don't know, you fought at UFC 83 in Montreal against Rich Franklin, lost that fight, and then just a couple of days ago you were released from your contract. When you went into the fight with Franklin, had you any idea that should you lose the bout that you might get your walking papers, so to speak?
You know, I mean, I think I talked about it in an interview, but it was like not really that serious. You know, I really didn't think, you know, I'm the first tough winner to be cut, I think, you know, of all of them.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, the rest of them, they still have under contracts. You know, you go, you know, Diego Sanchez, he lost two in a row. He's still under contract. Kendall Grove lost two in a row. He's still under contract. You know, I mean, you go with, you know, for just the tough guys. So I'm a bit surprised, you know, and, you know, I lost to the, you know, top five guys.
If you could, can you sort of like take us through how everything went down? Because it all seemed to go down so quickly. You have the fight, you know, wasn't the worst performance ever. Didn't certainly think that you were going to be released afterwards. And then, boom, we get the news.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's basically just like you said, you know, lost the fight. You know, my manager called me and told me that Joe Silva left a message on his answer machine that I was cut.
So have you had a chance to even speak to Joe since then?
No, I don't talk to Joe.
So there'll never be any discussions between you, even Dana White, you'll speak to him or Joe ever, and that's it. It's just over.
I sent Dana White two emails, but he didn't return them.
What was it like you trying to say that you wanted to have a chance to talk to them, have your side of the story?
No, I just said, you know, hey, you know, thanks for the opportunity. You know, I'm still owed some money on the Zions contract. I never got all the money for that.
Oh, really?
Are you guys going to pay me? And, you know, thanks for the opportunity for fighting with you guys. And, you know, I appreciate it.
Is it a huge sum of money that they still owe you?
$36,000.
Okay. And with regards to their reasoning, did they give
you... No, I mean, that's you know, and so is Matt Serra. Matt Serra's own, you know, it's technically from Zions, you know.
Right.
You know, but they, you know, it's a mess, you know. The whole, that whole, you know, them, you know, they were the sponsor or whatever for the Tough Four. You know, and everybody else got paid by us, you know, so, you know, we got, you know, part of the 100 grand, you know, we got 64,000, I guess we're owed 36.
With regards to the reasoning behind it, did they say anything to your manager?
You know, just, I lost, you know, he lost twice, you know, we're going to, you know, we just, you know, he can go fight someplace else and maybe we'll bring him back someday.
It's crazy because you see, I mean, obviously there's guys who they have a lot of stock in, you know, Chuck Liddell, he loses twice, he's not going to get cut. But you mentioned Diego Sanchez, he'll lose twice in a row, you know, they don't do the same
Kendall,
thing.
Kendall, you know, and Kendall got knocked out twice.
Yeah, I mean, perfect example.
And by two guys that were on my show.
Right,
you know?
Perfect example, yeah. So,
you know, like, so you've got, and his punishment is he's headlining the Tough final.
Right. It's got to get under your skin. I know you're trying to be professional about it, but you seem to be a little irked by how everything's gone down.
Man, you know, yeah, the whole thing is you know, it's like it's their business, you know, and you know, they can run it however they want, you know. It's you know, I'm, you know, as a fighter, I of course have an ego and stuff like that, and it bothers me that to get cut, and 'cause I don't want to lose anything, and. You know, but as far as how they want to run their business and stuff like that, you know, that's cool, man. You know, it's they can run it however they would like. You know, you know, I don't want to sit over here and say, you know, well, you know, they should do it this way or that way. You know, they're obviously doing a great job with the UFC, and you know, It's decisions like this that they've got to make.
It's the last time I spoke to you, it was very clear that you told me that the UFC was really behind you after the whole, you know, not making weight thing, and they treated you so well, and you felt very confident
yeah.
in your place in the company. How did everything switch so quickly on a dime, 180, boom, you lose another fight, you're gone?
Man, you know, I guess maybe it wasn't as good as I thought it was, you know. My impression, you know, every time I've ever talked to Dana is that, you know, Dana's always been really, really cool to me. You know, he's always answered my emails before this, and I don't really have any complaints about Dana, per se, or even the UFC, you know. It's like, you know, if they want to cut me, they can cut me, and they did.
There's a huge movement going on right now. A lot of fighters are getting cut. Even guys on UFC 83 card, Caleb Starnes being one of them. Are you guys, did they talk to you guys maybe like a month ago or so and say, you know, you got to put out your best performance right now because we're looking at everyone and anyone could get cut at any time?
No, no. There's no conversation like that, you know.
Okay.
You know, there's, you know, they just, you know, stay tough, fight hard, you know, but they're not. You know, there's not to me anyway.
All right. Well, I got to ask you about after the fact, and there's a lot. You said a lot of things about the MMA fans, saying that, you know, they haven't treated you right, and you know, they.
Well, I'm not saying. I think that, you know, if you read the article, you know, it's me talking about the guys that are emailing me.
Right.
You know, I'm just talking about those fans in particular, the ones that are emailing me and saying that I suck. You know. You know, those are the ones that I'm, you know, saying my displeasure to. You know, I'm not talking about the guys that are, you know, not emailing me, or the guys that are, you know, that are emailing me and saying nice things. You know, I went out there, I fought. I fought hard. You know, I lost. You know, it's, you know, part of MMA.
Do have the emails continued to come in, or have they stopped now?
No, I still get emails. Most of them are positive right now.
Okay.
You know, but, you know, I still get a little bit of hate mail, but nothing, you know, the majority of it's been very, very positive.
Why do you think that there's such a huge bullseye on your back? Do you think it all stems from the not making weight incident last year?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's like, you know, I saw a list on Sheardog of the 10 most embarrassing moments in UFC history. You know, and I was like number 8 with missing weight. You know, it's like, you know, I'm not the only guy that's never missed weight before, you know, or not made weight, you know, and it's like, and I'm not the only guy in a title fight that hasn't missed, you know, that has missed weight, you know, so it's not one of those things, you know, it's like, I've made weight a whole bunch of times, and, you know, I don't, you know, I'm not real sure why that would be considered, you know, it's not like I went out there and performed bad afterwards. You know, I don't even look at this performance as that bad of a performance. You know, I'm going up to, you know, top middleweights in the world against Rich Franklin, and I came up short. So, unfortunately, you know, for me, you know, and, you know, he was a better guy that night. You know, I almost caught him in an arm bar early, and you know, this is MMA.
Are you fearful, though, that this is something that's going to follow you throughout your career? Because I'm sure you have a lot of fight left in you, and if everyone keeps, you know, having that or bringing up that incident over and over again, it's a hard label to shed off. You know what I mean?
Which one? The not making weight?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to be something that's going to. You know, most people are concerned about my cardio right now. You know, they're like, you know, accusing me of not training for the fight or not taking it seriously. I took it very, very seriously. You know, my critics, I should say. I shouldn't
right.
say everybody. It's just one of those things, you know, it's, you know, one of those things where you're, you know, I got hit it real early and, got rocked for, you know, the first couple minutes of that round, and I don't remember them. I haven't watched the fight. You know, the guys have kind of told me what happened during that time. I don't know if I was just going too hard during that time, operating at max, or I don't know if I didn't warm up good enough in the warm up for the fight. You know, but I was in shape. Heck, I'm still in shape. You know, I haven't been training that hard since the fight, but you know, I've been training in my gym with my guys, and you know, I'm still in shape. You know, so I don't know why I gassed so early in that fight.
Do you plan on watching the fight at some point, though?
Yeah. I don't feel like it yet.
Not right now.
Frustrated.
Yeah, no, it makes total sense. Let me ask you about your future. Any talks yet of where you'll end up next?
You know, I mean, I've got some phone calls and stuff like that. I don't know where I'm going to end up, you know, but, you know, just have to wait and see. Too early to tell.
Any particular promotions that you can share that have called you?
You know, IFL called me. Talking to HDNet, that Affliction card.
Yeah. One in July.
Yeah, talking to them about that. We'll see.
How about Elite XC?
Yeah, I haven't talked to them yet. No.
Okay. Is there...
Not that I know of. I mean, you know, my manager takes care of all of it. I don't talk to anybody. It's, you know, best for me to stay out of the negotiations, keep my ego out of it.
If you think that you can sort of prognosticate where you'll end up next and when you'll fight next, more specifically, you have any ideas that?
Man, you know, it just all depends. You know, it's like, I'm not going to take a pay cut, that's for sure. Why would I want to do that? You know, it's like, I would rather sit out for a while and wait for something to come along than take a pay cut, you know? So we'll have to wait and see.
Well, there's another middleweight out there that appears to be affiliated somewhat with the Affliction group, Matt Lindland. You've said that you think that he's the best. I'm sure that is a fight that you'd be very much interested in.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a great fight. I'd love to fight.
Any talks in that direction?
You know, I mean, I don't know which direction they're going. You know, I really think it's too early to tell, you know, at this point. You know, it's like, heck, I've only been on the market for... What, one business day now?
Right, yeah.
One and a half, you know, so, you know, it's just, you know, heck, I was, you know, as of last week, you know, at noon, I thought I was still under contract with the UFC and, you know, just, you know, had no idea, you know, so all that stuff, I guess, takes time.
If you go on a winning streak and, you know, the UFC comes back crawling, would you go back to them or have they severed the ties for good?
No, I mean, it's just, you know, heck, if they could get along, if Dana and Tito can get along, I don't see how him and I can't get along. So I don't have any hard feelings or anything like that towards the UFC. I understand it's just business, you know. If I get another opportunity to fight the UFC and it makes sense at that point in time of my career, you know, but, yeah, that'd be great.
All right, final final note out there. I just want to give you the forum because there's a lot of talk out there, you know, with what you said about the fans and how, you know, with your cardio. If you want to clear anything up, go for it. If not, you know, that's good too.
As far as the fans, you know, the only people, you know, I talked about that a little bit earlier where, you know, I said the fans suck and I'm only talking about the fans. You know, I guess you could take that out of that article if you didn't. Like read it real close, or if you wanted to, you know, just like anything, you can read, you know, read into whatever you're saying. But what I was saying during that time is the people who are freaking emailing me hate mail. You know, it's like I don't think anybody deserves to get that hate mail. You know, unless you're Osama bin Laden. You know, I just don't understand why.
You keep going back to Osama. You keep doing that comparison. It's an interesting one.
Well, man, it's like these people are not nice. You know, it's crazy. You know, and you know, love me, hate me, whatever. But you know, the fans that support me, you know, they're great. You know, and you know, it's like the Canadian fans were great when we were in Canada. You know, I've never taken so many pictures, etc., with people than when I was in Canada. You know, so you know, that it was great. You know. But, and then as far as my cardio, you know, I trained really, really hard for that fight. I was in shape, you know. I'm not 100% sure what, you know, what happened in the fight as far as why I blew up so bad, you know. But all I know is I got hit early when I kind of you know, got my wits gathered, or the first thing I should say I remember is passing Rich's guard. Everything else is, I don't know what happened, but I know I was in shape. But when I was passing his guard, I was really, really tired at that point already. This is before I went for the arm bar. I was like, what the hell happened? You know, it's like, I do not understand why I feel like this. And it's part of the reason I didn't, you know, want to stay there and just punch. Right. You know, I was just like, man, I want to get out of here. So it's like, I don't know if that clears up either one at all, but, you know, that's kind of where I'm at.
All right. Well, Travis, certainly an unfortunate situation, but we hope nothing but the best for you wherever you end up next. And, you know, I really, really appreciate you taking the time and sort of clearing things up for us here at MMA Rated Radio.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Bye.